Meanwhile, a major cleanup operation was well underway in parts of Australia today, following severe flooding caused by intense storms. Parts of the country's most populous state of New South Wales were cut off by heavy rain and were declared natural disaster zones. Hundreds of residents were also evacuated from their homes. There were similar problems further north in Queensland, which has also been battered by wild conditions. The spokesperson for the New South Wales State Emergency Service, Phil Campbell, told us about their efforts to help those affected.
Some of these people do live in very isolated areas and very remote areas, and resupplying them does provide certain challenges. We have both helicopters that we're able to use to fly both medicines and foods in as required. We also have high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicles and flood boats, and these are all able to ensure that we're able to reach those people who do require assistance. In terms of evacuations, we've had approximately 500 evacuations across the region. Most of those people, bar a very tiny handful, have now returned to their homes. We believe that we have seen the worst of what is expected. We have continued to have scattered showers and rain over the past few days since the torrential downpours of the past weekend, but river levels have continued to drop, which provides much encouragement for the emergency services and for local residents.